This is a reading of Dark Night of the Soul by St. John of the Cross, translated and edited by E. Allison Pierce. This recording is provided through the Christian Classics Ethereal Library, which can be found on the web at www.ccel.org. This recording is by Kevin Spaulding of Gastonia, North Carolina. Dark Night. Exposition of the stanzas describing the method followed by the soul in its journey upon the spiritual road to the attainment of the perfect union of love with God, to the extent that is possible in this life. Likewise are described the properties belonging to the soul that has attained to the said perfection, according as they are contained in the same stanzas. Prologue. In this book are first set down all the stanzas, which are to be expounded. Afterwards, each of the stanzas is expounded separately, being set down before its exposition, and then each line is expounded separately and in turn, the line itself also being set down before the exposition. In the first two stanzas are expounded the effects of the two spiritual purgations, of the sensual part of man and of the spiritual part. In the other six are expounded various and wondrous effects of the spiritual illumination and union of love with God. Stanzas of the Soul. 1. On a dark night, kindled in love with yearnings, O happy chance, I went forth without being observed, my house being now at rest. 2. In darkness and secure, by the secret ladder, disguised, O happy chance, in darkness and in concealment, my house being now at rest. 3. In the happy night, in secret, when no one saw me, nor I beheld aught, without light or guide, save that which burned in my heart. 4. This light guided me more surely than the light of noonday, to the place where he, well I knew who, was awaiting me, a place where none appeared. 5. O night that guided me, O night more lovely than the dawn, O night that joined beloved with lover, lover transformed in the beloved. 6. Upon my flowery breast, kept wholly for himself alone, there he stayed sleeping, and I caressed him, and the fanning of the cedars made a breeze. 7. The breeze blew from the turret as I parted his locks. With his gentle hand he wounded my neck and caused all my senses to be suspended. 8. I remained lost in oblivion. My face I reclined on the beloved. All ceased, and I abandoned myself, leaving my cares forgotten among the lilies. Begins the exposition of the stanzas, which treat on the way and manner which the soul follows upon the road of the union of love with God. Before we enter upon the exposition of these stanzas, it is well to understand here that the soul that utters them is now in the state of perfection, which is the union of love with God. Having already passed through severe trials and straits, by means of spiritual exercise in the narrow way of eternal life, whereof our Savior speaks in the Gospel, along which way the soul ordinarily passes in order to reach this high and happy union with God. Since this road, as the Lord himself says likewise, is so straight, and since there are so few that enter by it, the soul considers it a great happiness and good chance to have passed along it to the said perfection of love, as it sings in this first stanza, calling this straight road with full propriety Dark Night, as will be explained hereafter in the lines of the said stanza. The soul then, rejoicing at having passed along this narrow road, whence so many blessings have come to it, speaks after this manner. End of the prologue.